With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. The Monterey County Public Health Laboratory has increased its COVID-19 testing capacity sevenfold over the last 5 weeks. It's thanks to one graduate student who offered a helping hand after a story aired on local public radio. KAZU's Michelle Loxton reports.
Back on March 18th, KEZU posted a story about the challenges facing the local public health lab during the coronavirus pandemic. With only 3 people conducting testing at the lab, there was a concern over possible staff burnout. Paul Bump found the story on social media and wondered if he could help. He's a PhD student in biology at Stanford, based at Hopkins Marine Station in Pacific Grove. He's got some lab experience.
It just so happens that the weird skill of like transferring clear liquids from one tube to another very, very carefully without making any mistakes. Like I'm doing that for 8 years. And so it's like, I think I have the skills and experience and background to be of use.
In his normal work, Bump studies, as he puts it, small, squishy marine animals. He reached out to the head of the lab.
So immediately after that program aired, I received an email from Paul Bump.
That's Dr. Donna Ferguson, the director of the Monterey County Public Health Laboratory.
And I was really thrilled about that because it's very hard to find people who have those laboratory skills.
Ferguson had already tried to hire another lab worker at the start of the coronavirus pandemic to help with testing, but had been told that wasn't possible because of budget constraints. One option that was suggested was to borrow scientists from local hospital labs. Unfortunately, Ferguson felt that wasn't going to work.
It's sort of like baking a cake. What the hospitals have is that box mix of the cake mix. So it's user-friendly. It's ready to go, you know, almost failure-proof. That's not the type of testing that we do here in the laboratory.
Luckily, PhD student Paul Bump could do the type of coronavirus testing the lab was doing. And it's not the only thing he was able to do.
So I had emailed her, and then my next thought was like, okay, wait a minute, like, I have these skill sets, but I know other people who do as well.
Bump contacted other students he knew locally, and Ferguson got emails from around 20 students offering to help. Along with one student already working in the lab, she was able to take on 5 more students from Stanford, Cal State Monterey Bay, and UC Santa Cruz. Ferguson wished she could have taken more, but there just isn't enough space in the lab. The students are each volunteering without pay about 20 to 30 hours a week while keeping up with their own studies. Bump says he's very aware of the importance of the work he's doing.
It's pretty sobering because, you know, in the work that I do, you know, at the end of the experiment, I don't find out that someone's maybe sick.
Because of the students, the Monterey County Public Health Lab has been able to expand its testing hours, starting earlier in the day and finishing later at night. They've also gone from testing about 20 specimens a day at the beginning of the pandemic to a record number of 150 tests a day now. This benefits patients in both Monterey and San Benito counties. The lab is able to get results to those areas either within the same day the specimens arrive or the next. It also benefits the full-time public health microbiologists. Dr. Donna Ferguson says because of the students, they've had a day off here and there.
I couldn't imagine us carrying on testing for another month without our students.
She says they feel a lot less pressure, and she's not so worried about staff burnout anymore. Michelle Loxton, KAZU News.